Today is Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. This is the State Board of Education regular board meeting commencing at 9 a.m.
Good morning. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Board members, please call the roll.
Board member Brown.
Here.
Board member Flores.
Here.
Board member Goff.
Here.
Board member Mosneck.
Here.
Board member McClellan.
Here.
Board member Rankin.
Yes.
Board member Schroeder.
Here.
Mr. John, would you be kind enough to lead us in the pledge?
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? No motion, no meeting, guys.
Board member Flores.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you very much. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any objections? Passes unanimously. Okay. Consent agenda. Do I have a motion, please, to put certain items on the consent agenda? Please do. Board member Rankin.
I move to place the following matters on the consent agenda. 13.02 regarding disciplinary proceedings concerning a license charge number 2016 EC362, Direct Department of Staff and State Attorney General's Office to prepare the documents necessary to request a formal hearing for the revocation of the credential holder's professional teacher license pursuant to Section 24-4-104 CRS. 13.03 approved the 16 initial emergency authorization requests as set forth in the published agenda. 13.04 approved East Central BOCES request for reauthorization of their alternative educator prep preparation program. 13.05 approved PEBC's request for reauthorization of their alternative educator preparation program. 14.01 approved Douglas County School District's request for waivers on behalf of Apex Community School as set forth in the published agenda. 14.02 approved Douglas County Schools District request for waivers on behalf of DCS Montessori Charter School as set forth in the published agenda. 14.03 approved Douglas County School District's request for waivers on behalf of Ben Franklin Academy as set forth in the published agenda. 14.04 approved the Charter School Institute's request for waivers on behalf of High Point Academy Charter School as set forth in the published agenda. 14.05 approved the Charter School Institute's request for waivers on behalf of James Irwin Charter Academy as set forth in the published agenda. 14.06 approved School District 27J's request for waivers on behalf of Foundations Academy Charter School as set forth in the published agenda. 15.01 approved the 2017-18 tuition cost rates for facility schools as set forth in the published agenda. 15.02 approved the 2017-18 tuition cost rates for the following public charter schools: Mountain Song Community School, New Legacy Charter School, and Rocky Mountain Deaf School as set forth in the published agenda. 17.02 approved the proposed revisions to the administrative procedures with State Board Accountability Actions. 19.01 approved the amended State Board Operating Procedures. This is the end of the consent agenda.
What's the proper motion? Is there a second to approve the consent agenda? Is right.
Second.
Thank you, Board Member Flores. Are there any items that you need my thoughts on change? Board Member Goff?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to call item 17.02 from the agenda.
Okay. If I may, I'd like to make a comment. I don't want to pull a particular item, but I'd like to refer you to item 13.03, which is the initial emergency authorizations. As I looked at those, I don't remember what the count was, but the large majority of those initial licenses were school counselors. I think we need something here, folks.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I vaguely recall that there aren't very many prep programs for school counselors in Colorado. I'm wondering if it's time for us to seek an alternative prep program or something so that school districts don't have such a hard time filling that need. I was quite surprised. I always look at these particular emergency licenses because I think they tell us about shortages, or when I first came on the board, folks taking the easy way out. Back then, we had lots of elementary school teachers, and yet there were license requests for that, and it was really about looking at the board number four.
Are you saying that universities do not train teachers in this area?
To my knowledge, I know for sure that not every higher ed program in Colorado has counselor program. I think there's I suppose we could maybe get some information on that if you are in commissioner.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know Denver doesn't have any counselors in elementary.
And I don't know if any alternative programs.
What?
I'm pretty sure that DU does have a program. DU's prohibitively expensive.
So you're saying there are no alternative
programs? I think what we need to commission.
I'll look that out, but we definitely must have a shortage with that many requests.
We have had all those monies for counselors wasn't the $10 million that the governor gave for counseling, for counselors in schools, in high schools, and then it was in middle school and also for elementary. So I think that a need was created because of the monies that were provided by the governor. So,
well, that may be, but in listening to the presentations on the teacher shortage, it is one of the areas where there is a shortage.
Do we want to call that for the agenda?
No, I just wanted to point that out and to get some feedback from staff.
And also,
I don't have any objection to the.
You've been approving a lot of grants for counselors. How are these?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm responsible for. The fact that there are no positions has perhaps created a shortage. Nevertheless, it's a shortage that we need to be thinking about if they're at the program.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, that's another question.
All right, the next item on the agenda. Oops, sorry, one more question. So I would, perhaps the commissioner has some knowledge of if it is indeed a result of the extension or the expansion of the council board, yes, there's a need. Do we know whether all of these individuals named as on the emergency list are not already in the counseling education program? So technically, if they're getting prepared for that, and they're only and they are anticipating possibly, then I'm not sure that's the same situation as needing to create an alternative program. I just think we need to separate the two possibilities.
Well, we'll find that out for you.
About what?
I don't know. Right.
Next item on the agenda is a report from our director of work, state board relations, Ms. Cordell. Meeting for us.
I know, I was going to say, I don't know that the consent agenda was officially voted on.
So I had a motion, I had a second. And we have an item that we pulled. So then we vote on the amended consent agenda.
Okay. I'll move the amended consent agenda.
I'll second. Any objections, board members? You didn't vote. You just voted.
I'm looking for my script.
Don't worry, we got this.
I'll just go with it. I'll just
do a time part.
No. I don't know that much.
No, it's okay. I don't know. I just lost myself. got it right. Okay, I'm just going to read it from my computer instead. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board, Commissioner Anthus, and happy holidays. I just wanted to, before I go into my exciting report that I always do, I wanted to mention and remind you all that last month I shared that we were conducting an internal test of our video streaming. We plan to launch externally in December, and I'm happy to report that we had a successful internal test, and so we are video streaming live this month, this right now, and we'll be video streaming our regular board meetings moving forward. So, having said that, please remember to also speak clearly into your microphone so that folks can see and hear you as they're watching these board meetings.
We're on candid camera.
You are on candid
camera. The
There's one right by the door, one right here below the board bench for the presenters, and then one up in the corner by the TV for public comments.
Is this wide angle, is that happening?
It is. And it's not, we don't zoom in on anybody, so.
It's fine. If you would be kind enough to send that out again.
Sure.
Some of us have looked at it, but it looks like you and me haven't.
I know, yeah. We had talked about me sharing that with you when we met last time.
You did?
I didn't show you.
Oh, thank you.
So, it's
not as painful as I thought it would be.
No.
I didn't
know. You can actually access it right now from our website.
I do know you're doing that.
Yeah, it's right on the website.
Yeah,
look at it.
Sound was a problem.
Sound was a real problem. And the size of the script.
We have increased the size of the PowerPoint, and then we have turned up the master volume. But again, I just want to reiterate my for speaking into your microphones. That'll really help a lot. My usual reminder for those needing to connect to our guest wireless, please locate the CDE hotspot, and our password is still silver, capital S. In your board packets, you have the following, the quick glance expense report and the events calendar. A couple of things I just want to highlight is our JVC hearing is December 19th. I believe some of you are attending, some are listening online. And then also, I just want to let you all know that CDE will be closed on December 25th and 26th for an observation of Christmas. So also in your board packets and or available on board docs are the following. Item 8.01, the current 2017 legislative priorities, as well as the draft proposed 2018 legislative priorities. For item 10.01, you have a memo regarding the educator licensing rulemaking hearing, a red line and clean copy of the proposed rules in the rules to statute crosswalk. For item 11.01, you have a memo regarding standards review and revision process, the accompanying PowerPoints, an overview of the following current standards, which is world languages and visual arts, and then an overview of the proposed standards for computer science. For item 13.01, you have a memo regarding the English learner professional development pathways and accompanying PowerPoints. For item 12.01, you have a memo regarding the individual career and academic, there you go. For item 13.03, you have a memo regarding the 16 initial emergency authorization requests. For item 13.04, you have a memo regarding the East Central DOCES request for reauthorization of their alternative educator prep program. For item 13.05, you have a memo regarding PVC's request for reauthorization of their alternative educator prep program. For items 14.01 through 14.06, you have memos and accompanying materials pertaining to the charter school waiver requests. For item 15.01, you have a memo regarding the tuition cost rates for facility schools and accompanying list. For item 15.02, you have a memo regarding the tuition cost rates for public charter schools and their accompanying list. For item 16.01, you have a memo regarding the student-centered accountability project and accompanying PowerPoint. For item 17.01, you have a memo